Gochujang, or red chili paste, is a spicy, savory, and sweet fermented condiment popular in Korean cooking. It is naturally fermented over years in changdok, or clay pots on an elevated stone platform in the backyard. Luckily for us, we don't need years or a backyard changdok to develop our gochujang flavor. Then and now, our world and everything in it is constantly being fermented over years and years in a giant changdok under the lid of culture and lifestyle. What besides gochujang can stand the test of time to stay hot or not? Here to decide with me, Alex, the plus best gochu, Amanda, the time traveling gochu, Michael, the luckiest horse gochu, and I, Chad, the spiciest gochu in the universe. And together with the gochujang gang, four Korean Americans closing and opening changdok lids wherever we please. All right, so this is another mini pepper episode, and we're talking another Trader Joe's item, which is the beefless bulgogi. Yeah, it sounds disgusting, but no spoilers this time.
That is a spoiler.
No, it's not. I just said it sounds disgusting. I didn't say it was disgusting. I said it sounds disgusting. It's different.
Okay, all right. It does sound disgusting, and it doesn't sound. It's an oxymoron.
Yeah, because bulgogi means fire meat, right?
Yeah, calling bulgogi beefless.
Mm-hmm.
Or they're just trying to be clever, like it's beefless, but it has pork, maybe. It's a pork bulgogi, right?
Oh.
Shouldn't they have called it meatless bulgogi then?
That's
because there is pork bulgogi.
Oh.
That's true. Wait, why did they do that? Huh? Does beefless sound better than meatless?
They sound the same to me.
Huh. What was the decision behind that?
But yeah, it doesn't make sense if you know what bulgogi means.
I think they're like me. They like their alliteration.
Yeah, I think so. I think they're going for that. Yeah. BB.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that is interesting because, like, people who are vegetarian, are they even familiar with bulgogi?
Yeah, maybe they wouldn't be.
Yeah, so is there... Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, is there even a market for this?
Yeah.
Is this just for Korean people who moved to America and then they decided to become vegan, but they missed the taste of bulgogi? It's a very niche market. But yeah, I don't know. What do you want to start off with here? What do you want to start with here? The packaging? It comes in like a little rectangle box, cardboard box, frozen food.
Yeah,
I don't know.
It's a very square box.
A square box. Yeah, very square, flat box. It comes in like a frozen plastic packaging around it. And it looks hella disgusting.
It does. Frozen. It does.
Yeah.
After I took it out of the packaging, it looked like frozen, like, roaches or something.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
Yeah.
It didn't look appetizing.
It looked like rotten bananas. It just looked disgusting.
Something. It looked
Oh, God. But not like feel sick. I just had it, and I feel sick now.
Yeah, I didn't see it fresh out of the packaging, but then... I don't know, like, the cooked version also didn't look very appealing to me.
it doesn't improve really after
it. Does not look good. Yeah. I sent you a picture of Gochujang. Use that for socials. I think... Yeah. It doesn't look good. It doesn't smell good.
I don't know what to smell. I didn't really smell it.
But taste we'll get to later. All right. Okay. No spoilers.
That's later. Okay.
That's the big kahuna right there. We don't want
to
spoil it.
Okay. Well, also, before we get to our review of the beefless bulgogi, I need a little reminder of Michael Maddox's response to the bulgogi, beefless bulgogi. I forget what his rating was or what the reason for...
I mean, he got it before.
Yeah.
when we were doing Trader Joe's episode. Right. We didn't see it.
Yes.
And we went again to go to like get the pretzels. We didn't see it again.
Yes.
And so actually this time we went to a different location and we finally was able to find it.
Okay.
So
they go to Michael get it and not try it till today?
No, he tried it before.
No, okay. I've tried it. Yeah.
Yeah, see, like I didn't remember if he had like a response to that.
He said it was good. He said he enjoyed it.
Did you get it because of the Trader Joe's week, or did you get it because?
Yeah, I did it for the Trader Joe's week.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Huh? That's what I was saying.
You know, it wasn't in the Korean section. It was in the vegan section.
Yeah, no, that's what I said.
Yeah, I know, that's what you said. So like it was there. I just didn't find it. Yeah. That's on me.
Yeah.
So this time I went to Trader Joe's today and I got all the Hall of Fame items. I'm looking forward to that. Especially the orange chicken. Looks good. But I couldn't find this beefless bulgogi at the Korean section. So I asked the guy, this hippie looking dude with glasses, and he had long hair. He didn't look friendly, right? Okay, this is the thing. This is the thing about Trader Joe's. He didn't look friendly. But when I asked him, he said, "Oh, beefless bulgogi. Oh yeah, we have it right over here." And he led me to the aisle. He showed it to me. And I said, "Okay, thank you." And he said, "Yeah, no problem." And he left. And I was looking at the box. And then the next minute he came back and he said, "Oh, let's make sure this is vegan. I want to make sure this is vegan for you. And let's take a look at the ingredients." And so then we went through the ingredients one by one to make sure that it was completely vegan. That's the kind of service you get at Trader Joe's.
It says vegan on the box.
I know, but he wanted to make sure.
Yeah.
He wanted to make sure. So we went through the ingredients together.
You didn't stop him? You didn't want to say, "Oh, I'm not actually vegan. I'm just curious what this is."
I didn't want to scratch him. "Oh, I'm doing this for a podcast. I want to get in, try it, and review it." I didn't want to do that. So I just made him believe that I was vegan, even though he could clearly see in my cart.
I had the orange chicken.
And I had the kaibi in there, too. I clearly had other stuff in there, but he wanted to make sure I'm vegan, so... It was nice of him. I was impressed. And then after that, I had a good day after that. And then just like everything I saw on Trader Joe's was like really bright and happy.
Oh, sounds like someone's got butterflies in their stomach.
I'm going to go back and I'm gonna see him and I'm going to, yeah.
Oh.
Make some small talk. You know,
that's weird. I don't think...
You know, after he did that, and I felt good about Trader Joe's. And then I talked to the cashier about, we had a little chat with the guy. I had a little thing with the cashier too, this old white man. After that, I went to the flower section and there's this really good looking couple there. And I chatted up to
them. Whatever.
I said, "Hey," whatever. I couldn't notice, "but you guys are a very good looking couple." And I chatted and I asked him what they do. And, you know, he does real estate.
They look very uncomfortable.
Oh,
or
I mean,
did you just not get that?
I didn't get them. I didn't get them.
They did. You couldn't tell. Yeah,
I couldn't tell. From what I saw, they loved talking to me. They wanted to give me their numbers. That's from what I saw. Yeah.
No, but that guy, I think he was hitting on you. They don't go around like
he was not. No.
Customers.
No, go Charles. Okay, let me be very clear. He was very like a mean looking guy. All right. And
yeah,
when he was very calm and very cool about it. He wasn't like super, like he wasn't smiling during that time. But I can still tell
he come back though.
Because that's just what they do at Trader Joe's. Good customer service. Mm-hmm. Very friendly.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't flirting at me at all.
He was
completely straight. I can tell. He was completely straight. He was on fire. Okay. That's normal, right?
If you think so, but I don't think so. I think there's more to it.
I don't think he was flirting on me. I would have gotten that sense if he... I know. I can pick up on that. He wasn't flirting on me. No. He's just being nice. And then also he said after the second time when he left, he said, "Oh yeah, those are very good. I've had it before."
They always say that though.
Why would he lie?
They always say that. They've never said they never had. They always say they've tried it.
Actually, the cashier last time, the girl when I got the pretzels, the ube pretzels, she said the same thing too.
This time too for us.
Oh yeah.
So we not only got the beefless bulgogi shit, We also got...
Oh, spoiler free.
Sorry. Spoiler, yeah. I'm sorry. I mean, the Beavis movie that looks like little shits. Okay.
Yeah. The cockroaches, rotten bananas, shit.
So we also got some of our regular stuff, like the ravioli, packaged ravioli, Indian food with the naan.
Wait. Which ravioli did you get? Because I was looking at those.
So Amanda got the mushroom and truffle ravioli. And I got the spinach one.
Oh, shit, I should have got ravioli.
This Trader Joe's had a lot more stuff. They had the chapche and also the pajeon. And so we were able to try the chapche. And, I mean, we can say it, right? Because the episode's not really about the chapche, but the chapche is pretty damn good.
Oh, damn! They didn't have chapche!
Chapche is spot on.
I didn't get that chapche. I was very surprised.
Chapche is authentic Korean.
Wait, okay. Spot on, but also tastes better, too?
Not taste better. It just tastes like chapche.
Yeah, it tastes like chapche.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is it frozen?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh.
It's like $3. It's a cute little container.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, so it's not like a plastic. It's like a little plastic box container.
It's like the same thing as the bulgogi. It's got a box around it.
Okay.
But sort of longish, thinner shape.
Was that the vegan aisle or was that
It's also vegan. Yeah. It's also vegan.
But it wasn't in the vegan aisle.
Oh, what aisle was it in?
I found it like in the Korean section.
Yeah. Okay. It wasn't. Okay. Yeah. Okay. They didn't have it then. Damn. I want to try the japchae.
Yeah. You should try it. Anyways, so in addition to all that other stuff we got, we also got all the other pretzel flavored snacks.
Jeez.
So we got the milk chocolate covered pretzels. We got the dark chocolate covered pretzels. We got the regular yogurt pretzels. And then we also got the peanut butter cups and the dark chocolate covered espresso beans.
Mm-hmm. Mm. And of course, we got another bag of the strawberry.
Oh, we did. The strawberry vanilla. Yeah.
Yeah, I got a bag of the yogurt pretzels, the regular ones. And you can tell it's probably like one of their first stuff because it's not a Ziploc bag.
It's not.
Yeah.
It's the only one that's not a Ziploc. Yeah.
Yeah, it's strange. It's like, I feel like this is like one of their first designs or something.
Yeah.
I'm eating it right now.
The shape of the bag is different too. Mm-hmm.
And also these pretzels are grotesquely large.
They are huge.
No. They're not teeny tiny.
They're not mini. No.
Yeah, because I looked at the bag. It's like
they
each serving
is
six.
They say it's mini, but they're not teeny tiny.
Yeah. But it's still like regular size. But anyways, so when we're checking out though, and we got all these pretzel bags, the guy is like, oh, you guys can choose, make a decision, huh? And we're like, oh yeah, we wanted to try them all. And then he said, have you tried the strawberry vanilla one? Like, it's good, right? And so we said that we tried that one.
Yeah.
And he said, like, oh, we had a cookies and cream flavor.
Uh-huh. What?
Like,
not
so long
ago.
Yeah, he
said until, like last month.
Yeah.
What?
And so he said those were good. And so we had to wait until next year, apparently, to get those.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was the first time that they had it at Trader Joe's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, damn. Sounds good.
But anyways, he said he tried all the pretzels and shit, and he said that one was good. And then he's like, did you try the ube one? And we're like, oh, we missed that one too. And he's like, oh, that one is just okay.
Wow. No, fuck this guy.
And he said that they're too tiny. The pretzels are too small.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that is what he said.
Yeah.
And then he,
so I guess
and then he said
the cream one wasn't teeny tiny then.
Maybe not, yeah.
Mm. And then he said, you guys are a good couple, right?
I got that vibe from him.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
He didn't have to say it. Okay.
Yeah, but anyways, yeah, so he said that he tried all of them, like, and I'm a little suspicious. Like, can these Trader Joe employees really try all the snacks and foods?
Why are you suspicious on that?
You're not?
Why would you be suspicious? Of course they tried them all, right?
I don't think it's like that out there. Like, Trader Joe's is a place I think, like, you know, they like in like the break room, you know, just open up a bag of whatever, you know?
Yeah.
And just, it's not like they have to buy every single one, right?
Like,
just like every day, just share.
Coach Mike, you've tried all of Zachary's items, right?
I mean, for the most part, I want to say. Yeah.
All the good stuff, right?
Yeah.
So I mean, why is this out there? I don't get it. What are you talking about?
Different, right? You got to know the menu if you work there.
You got to know the menu at Trader Joe's.
That's why that guy, he had the beefless bulgogi. He had
all the groceries. Like,
they got to know what they have. They got to know what's good so they can say, oh yeah, I had that. That was good.
Are they ever going to tell you something's bad though?
Well, I mean, the Trader Joe's guy that we talked to said it was just
Remember
okay.
I feel like he was trying to build, though, like our want and like anticipation of the cookies and cream.
No, they're not, Trader Joe's employees aren't gonna lie to you, okay?
They're not. Yeah, they're supposed to be nice.
Yeah, they would never.
They would never lie to you. That's the evil thing to do. And Trader Joe's employees are all nice people. Okay.
Wait, do you know someone who's at Trader Joe's?
Well, I do now. Long haired dude with glasses. I'll get his name. I'll get his name next time.
I knew it. There's something there. Anyways,
a budding friendship. Jeez.
Yeah, Jesus. Coach Alex. No, see, the problem with Coach Alex and Coach Amanda is that they don't know how to make friends. Okay.
What are you talking about? I have a lot of friends.
We have more friends than you do, and probably deeper. All right,
sorry. All right, I misspoke. Gochu Alex does not know how to make friends. Okay,
that I agree with. I'm sorry.
So when people talk to him, he thinks, "Oh, this guy's hitting on me." Right? Right?
No.
Did not. Yeah.
No.
When a dude is talking to you, you think this guy's hitting on me. There's no other reason why he's talking to me, right?
I never think that.
Oh, okay.
But for you, I do, though. It makes more sense.
How does that... What? If anyone looks more gay here, it's you. How does this make...
What?
Oh, Jesus, getting canceled. Okay.
What? Do I need to remind you I'm getting married, like, next year?
A lot of gay guys get married.
What are you saying?
I'm getting married to a woman.
A lot of gay guys got married to a woman.
A lot? Do you know what a lot is? Okay, let's
in
stop.
The shows
let's
they
stop.
Do. Yeah, let's stop. Let's you can stop, add that okay? out. You can add that out. Jesus.
Anyways, when I was getting the pretzels, though, I realized how cheap they are.
They are cheap.
Yes. A bag. And I almost bought two for $20 on Amazon.
Yeah,
like a fucking idiot. Good thing you didn't.
It's crazy, yeah.
It's so cheap, yeah. No. Today, when I went to Trader Joe's, I got so much stuff. And the total came up to be $49. I was surprised. I was expecting like close to the 100, you know? I'm just used to shopping at Whole Foods. Because that amount of food at Whole Foods would have easily been like 120. I wouldn't have batted an eye. Mm-hmm. I would have expected that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I was shocked. I got so much stuff. I'm looking forward to it. I'm going to get that. I'm going to try that orange chicken tomorrow. I'm looking forward to it. So much stuff. I also got like bread and avocados. Oh, avocados are so cheap. Whole Foods avocado is like $2-3 an avocado. Here it was only like $1.50. So cheap. I also got bananas too. It's only 25 cents for organic.
Yep.
So
and then
cheap.
Like oranges are like 49, I want to say.
It's crazy how cheap it is. And it's like good quality. I if I wasn't a fan of Trader Joe's before, I am now. I apologize.
The enthusiasm in your voice.
I apologize for the original Trader Joe's and the Made the Punch on Rise episode. I was so harsh on it. I don't know why. It's so good. I had fun.
Just typical Goju Chad.
Yeah, just typical. You know, when I was strolling through those lanes, I was thinking, oh, this is how girls feel when they go to Target.
What the heck?
You know, because, you know, some girls like Target. They like to go to Target for therapy. This is kind of how I felt.
This is your new therapy? Just every week, just stroll down and get
I had
some
so
new...
much fun. And the guy was nice. And everybody was so nice there. And then when I was leaving, there was like a nice little couple there at the flowers that I was talking to. Everybody was so nice there. You know? I had a good time. And then while I was walking back with my groceries, I saw this young girl getting like drinking her Starbucks outside of Starbucks and eating a croissant. I was like, oh, that's nice. You know, she's enjoying life. I just had a good time.
It's like Chad no longer depressed. Is he just like seen the light and is just happy now from Trader Joe's?
I was happy after Trader Joe's. Yeah.
Wow. This is wow.
I have an inkling though that it's not just Trader Joe's.
Oh, okay.
That's lightened his mood.
You spoke like a Bridgerton character.
Something else is at play here.
I have an inkling. That is not just Trader Joe's. That's like a blip. No, it was just Trader Joe's. It was just Trader Joe's. It's just Trader Joe's. This is a nice place to go to. Yeah. All right. Let's go ahead and get into the bulgogi, the taste wise. All right. So, what y'all think?
I don't think I can ever become a vegetarian.
Yeah, or a vegan. Yeah.
Or vegan, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I think the taste wasn't too bad. It's more of a texture thing for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm the opposite.
Oh.
I thought the texture wasn't bad, but then the taste was like just okay. And then later on, it got kind of like, I could taste the, I don't know what it's called in English, but the pirinna. It had like a little bit of like the sundae aftertaste kind of thing going on.
What are you talking about?
It had that. It had that weird like what is it? What do you call that in English? Like really porky kind of taste.
Is that what it's called? Made out of soy.
No, but it had it though. Like when I'm eating it, like the aftertaste had that very unpleasant like.
I think I know what you're talking about. I don't know what word you're looking for, or the exact description, but yeah, the aftertaste, like the first bite, you know, has like the kind of flavor profile.
Yeah,
but then the more you chew, it's like a little.
It tastes a little bit too like not gamey, but like very like unpleasantly porky kind of taste. You guys didn't get that?
That makes no sense.
Coach Mike said he'd get it.
Well, not about the pork, but just like aftertaste.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
The pork is throwing me off here. Because I also agree, when you first bite into it, it does kind of taste like bulgogi. It has got that marinated sauce going for it.
Oh, it's very dry though, too. They didn't have sauce in it. It's not really saucy.
But, yeah, but then like afterwards, it's like, wait, what is this really? Am I eating?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not, it's actually better than I thought it'd be. Especially after looking at it. It's better than I thought it'd be.
I think it could have been much better.
Oh, I think it could have been much worse.
I don't know if it could have been much better, but I think I just had like a higher expectation for it because Gochu Michael said it was pretty good.
Yeah, well, I think the big thing is like growing up, like my dad would get garden burgers. Those things are so nasty, like back in the day. Like they were absolutely disgusting.
Was your dad vegan?
I don't think so, but he was like watching out for like cholesterol and stuff like that. Yes, but like that put me off of like vegan food, you know, like the substitutes for a long time because it's like, oh God, it was like so gross. It's like not even close.
Yeah.
Like just like the taste of it was like, you know, I don't know what they were going for, but it was just like really bad.
Yeah, what's and the then, point like, this, though?
Well, I don't know exactly.
Like, if you're trying to eat healthy, like, don't eat burgers then. Right?
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, I don't know. It's just like, yeah. They have to eat something. Jeez.
Yeah, like, calorie-wise, is this so much better than the other, like, regular bulgogi?
Yeah, and it's like, so I don't know if it's a plus or a minus, but there's a lot of it. Like, after, you know, making it, it's like, oh, shit, that's like a...
I almost finished it.
Really?
I have a couple pieces that I didn't finish.
Wow, oh wow,
that's a lot. Yeah.
And the only reason why I didn't finish is because I was late for this.
Wow. Oops. Okay.
So you,
yeah,
you actually liked it.
I ate it with samjang, like the and also gochujang, and then the gochujang sauce with garlic that I got from Whole Foods. I ate it with those. And it made it better.
Yeah, I think you can sauce it up. I think that's fair. Yeah. It's not like what vegans do. It's like, yeah, I mean, that's like what this is, right?
Yeah, it's like dry bulgogi too. So you kind of have to sauce it.
Yeah,
up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think Gochu Alice and I think we still have like half of it left.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, but to be fair, we also had pachon and also the delicious japchae.
That's true.
Oh man, I want a japchae now.
Yeah. Okay. So like, I mean, obviously, we didn't talk about the beefless bulgogi until, like, now. Mm-hmm. But while we were eating it, it was kind of clear how we felt about it.
The japchae disappeared. The bulgogi was still there.
Yeah.
The scary thing, though, is, too, that Gochu Amanda was like, when we're picking it up, at the store. She's like, should we get more?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
shit, Coach Mike said he liked it. Do we need to get more than one?
Yeah.
And I was like, no, let's start at one first.
Is this the Uba pretzels?
I was just like, man, what if it's like the strawberry teeny tiny pretzels?
No.
What if I get cravings for them?
Another plus, always, price. It's only $5. So, you know, it's a cheap alternative too, and good for the environment. So, you know.
Why is it so cheap? Why is
there no meat in it?
that's like three meals or 3-to-1 meal. Why is it so cheap for $5? That's so cheap. Jesus. How does Trader Joe's make money with that kind of service? I imagine they're paying their workers pretty well, too. Damn.
Oh, yeah. There's like that one time, like I think I mentioned this. I don't know if it was on the pod or not, but it was like that they were getting rid of like their pumpkin. Yeah, because you said it was gross. I forget who said it was gross, but it was okay. It was like the pumpkin kind of like alcoholic seltzer waters, you know?
Oh, yeah. I remember. Yeah.
And it was like $2 for a 6-pack. And it's like, you have to get them, right?
How did they make money? I think you mentioned that on the pod. I think you mentioned
it was on the pod?
I think that was on the pod, yeah.
Okay. It's like, you have to at that point.
That's like, you're paying for like the containers.
It's like, yeah, it's less than water, man.
How does that make sense? Damn, I need to go to Trader Joe's tomorrow.
Just every single day.
I need to get some more avocados. The avocado today was good. Yeah. Okay. Well, why don't we give this a spice test?
I'll go ahead and start it off.
Yeah, yeah, you go first.
Probably the high number.
You're the one who got us into this. So.
I'll say like a 2.5. It's not like, if you can eat meat, it's not a replacement for bulgogi, obviously. but I'd say like every once in a while, it's like an okay substitute, you know, like calorie wise, price wise, looking out for the environment. It's not like I said, like in comparison to other like vegan foods in the past, it's okay. You know, it's the taste of like the sauce is pretty much what you're going for. And then you're just like kind of deal with the texture of it. And it's like, it wasn't like that off-putting for me at least. So yeah.
Hmm. Okay.
I'll give it 1 out of 4.
Oh.
Yeah. I mean, I was going to give it lower, but then I agree with Coach Michael that, like, for people who are vegan and they want to have, like, that try that taste of bulgogi, then, like, I think it's a good substitute. But as a non-vegan
never
it's just yeah I don't know I the texture is still not yeah it still like throws me off a lot. So it's a 1 out of 4 for me.
Oh, okay,
I'll give it slightly better than that, because I mean I still could eat it but just not like fully enjoy it, because I know what real beef full bulgogi tastes like. I'm gonna give it 1.5 gochus. I don't know how Gochu Mike's giving this 2.5. let's see. I feel like if you're a vegan or a vegetarian, you shouldn't ever need to like know what bulgogi tastes like. Like that's not like that's your life choice, or maybe it's like something a choice that's made for you because of some other reasons. But like making beefless bulgogi just doesn't make sense, and you don't need to have it.
Wow,
yeah,
you're not sensitive to the vegans, huh?
It's their decision. Like no one's. I mean, even if it's their religion or whatever, like they can always change their religion if they wanted to.
Not a PC answer.
And then try beef and other meats, and then you know go back to being a vegan or vegetarian.
Maybe they're just curious about the marination, the sauce.
And just dip your finger in the marination sauce and eat that. Like, don't make an abomination. You know,
I don't think.
Jesus.
I don't think vegans can do that because it touched beef.
You can make the marinated sauce without it touching the meat first. Go to Chad.
Well, it depends on what goes in the marinated sauce.
Yeah, and then they have to marinate something, and I guess might as well be little soy then, things.
Then marinate some tofu. I don't know. Don't pretend like you're eating bulgogi, though. And then also, like, don't call it beefless bulgogi. That doesn't make any sense.
It's fun. Oh,
maybe it just, they shouldn't try to make it look like meat.
Mm. That was a mistake. Like, they did that and failed.
Yeah. If they don't make it look like meat, what are they going to make it look like? It's going to look disgusting.
Yeah, it's just like a cube or something. Yeah.
They got to make it look like meat.
Yeah, actually, you're right. I agree with Goju Chat here.
Yeah.
So just be one sphere.
Like, I don't know. Yeah, like maybe like, I don't know, like mini patties.
Mm, patties a good idea. Like they made patties. Like long, like oval shaped, I don't know.
Yeah, like small, like sliced rotten bananas.
Yeah, like roaches.
Yeah. Like, it doesn't look good.
Make it look torn. Okay.
Yeah, I don't like how it looks so like uniform shape too.
Yeah, the uniformity.
Yeah.
Why they make it look pretty?
Yeah, they need to make it look like sloppier, right? Yeah. Because it looks too clean. Like it looks like they're all like, yeah, it doesn't look good. It's just, it reminds you that it is vegan. Like pre-made, yes. Like something. Yeah. Okay. I'm going to give it in between. So I'm going to give it a 2, all right? A 2 out of 4 go-tos.
No, that's pretty high.
Some things I give it benefit for because, you know, I did eat a lot of it right now. Gochujang and other sauces did help. But I did eat a lot of it, so it wasn't, like, terrible. I was pleasantly surprised. It tasted better than I thought it would. That's the main thing. It tasted better than I thought it would, even though it doesn't look good, doesn't smell good. And, like, it does have a weird aftertaste to it. And I had a good experience at Trader Joe's. So yeah, 2 out of 4. So we have 1, 1.5, 2, and 2.5. So we have like a staircase thing going up there.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think 2 is a fair score. It's like something you should try once. Yeah, and then in Gochumai's case,
twice.
Yeah, twice. Get it once in a while. You said.
Yeah,
and it's cheap. I don't know. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It is a little weird, though. Yeah.
Well, I don't know. Just vegans need, I don't know. They like try to make everything, right? They have like vegan hot dogs and they're like hot dog shapes. Mm. I don't know.
Now I'm seeing gochujang at this point. Why not
But not bulgogi. Bulgogi is called like fire meat, grilled meat. You're saying meatless grilled meat. That's what you're saying. It doesn't make any sense. Yeah. That's not what bulgogi is, you know? It's like people who are like, I don't know, this happened a few years back where they're making like pho sandwiches.
But pho apparently, sandwiches?
Pho is supposed to be like the soup base.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't make any sense, right? Soup it's like people who don't understand the cultural meaning behind mm-hmm. the food and then trying to make it into something else that it's not supposed mm-hmm. to be.
Okay, yeah. Don't need to, okay, I see what you mean.
Yeah. Maybe they could have just said like named it like Korean style like sweet soy marinated beefless.
You're having a hard time with it because it doesn't make sense. Okay.
No, this reminds me of this is for Gochu Mike and Gochu Alex. You remember that restaurant Northside in Berkeley that was vegan? It was across from the pizza place. Do you remember that place? The vegan restaurant? We went there once before together.
Northside?
Yeah, Northside. Across from Laval's, the pizza place. Across the street. It's a Bongo Burger now, but back then it was the vegan restaurant.
Oh man, this is a...
Anyways, we went there before and I remember we got... One of us got a vegan trout. Yeah.
Trout.
I don't know why we went though. It was so bad. Yeah, but when I was eating this bulgogi,
I was reminded of that. What did that look like?
It looked like trout. They made it look like trout, but it tasted disgusting though. Which is, I mean, common for all vegan foods. But yeah, I kind of see Gochujang's point. Like, why don't vegan people just make their own vegan food? Like, make a new thing. Why did they have to keep on comparing it to like patties and hot dogs?
The thing is, so if there is vegan food that's like really good, then it's just normal food, right? But, because everybody else would eat it.
But what kind of vegan food is really good?
Like, just we don't call it vegan food. We just say, oh, like corn on the cob or something like that, right?
I mean, that's just corn, though. Like, you're not
exactly
different.
Exactly,
it.
Because it's just so normal that we don't call it vegan.
It's just a type of food that vegans can't.
Wait. Also, corn on the cob, would that be good as a vegan food? But they won't have butter on it then.
Yeah, it's fine. They can do salt, whatever.
Okay.
But yeah, so I don't know, like, what other like vegan dishes? I'm sure they're, you know, I'm coming out of the blank, but. Yeah, like oranges, apples.
That's just fruit.
vegan.
You can't call like food that vegan people can eat vegan food. Like, that's just fruit.
Salad is vegan food.
Yeah.
That's just salad. Like, what do you...
You can call it a vegan salad. That way that it doesn't have chicken or like bacon in it.
The original is already like vegan. You know, it's not like a vegan specific food.
Yeah, no, but like if it's good enough, then it just becomes a normal food, right?
Okay.
Yeah, I see Gochin Mike's point.
Yeah, no, so that's why vegans don't have their own food. I see. Yeah.
Well, if it's good enough, then like we'll
eat it, and it won't be vegan something. It'll just be
And so it'll just be food for everybody.
There's already food though that vegan people can eat, but. But we don't go around calling it vegan just because they can eat it. It's already vegan.
You're making Gochu Mike's point, right?
But yeah, like, I miss it. Like, if vegan hot dogs were like really good,
yeah.
But like, but they're like originally meat. That's why we call it vegan.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But for example, I mean, I can't think of like a good example. But what if like
probably because there are none.
Well, yeah, I mean, but like down the line, what if they invented something?
Yeah.
For example, maybe like salad, you know?
It's a salad, though.
I know. But like, let's just say they invented something and they named it salad. It's so good that like it's just
is
like.
Is it good though? Salad is salad.
What if they invented like their own kind of vegan meat and they call it like corp?
So it's meat that's vegan.
Okay,
so you're calling it vegan meat already? Like,
oh, shit. What if they make?
Like, you can't call banana vegan. Like, if it's a vegan banana, because banana is already like vegan
Okay, well, that's not like
these are just vegan friendly foods.
How about like almond milk or like soy milk? Were they ever like vegan milk?
But those are like milk alternatives, like dairy alternatives. So I don't know if there's a necessary vegan. Milk. So it's
right,
like vegan friendly.
Like, are we calling that dairy alternatives because we as non-vegans like to drink it?
I mean, was the original reason to make these for vegans or is it for people who are lactose intolerant?
Maybe it's for both.
Okay. I see where this is coming from.
And anyways, like we all know that like oat milk and like soy milk, they all suck compared to like regular milk.
Don't some people prefer them? No,
I think some people.
Yeah,
prefer
the vegans
them.
Do.
I'm not a vegan, but I do like oat milk
because you're lactose intolerant.
Oh, I used to drink milk. Okay.
Okay. Basically, though, my point is those are all vegan friendly foods, not necessarily just vegan. Mm. And also, like there are no vegan foods that are better than the alternative. Like meat or like non-vegan foods.
Okay, yeah, and that's your opinion. I see where this is coming from, though, Coach Alex. Because our sister's vegan?
Our sister's not vegan. She's vegetarian.
No, she's vegan.
She's vegan now?
She's been vegan.
You know what vegan means? You can't like consume any animal like products or.
I thought she was vegan.
Byproducts.
Yeah.
She's not vegan?
She can't eat eggs then.
That's what I thought. No?
Dude, vegan is hard, man.
Yeah, vegan's hard. Especially in Korea, which is why this beefless bulgogi does not exist. No.
For a number of reasons, other than. like, just within the name, okay? Like I said, like.
Jesus. Yes, you're right. Yeah.
It's like, it's me. I'm pretty sure, like, no Koreans would ever think to make a vegan bulgogi. Just. that doesn't make any sense.
Mm-hmm. No, I think they would if like they went vegan, you know. They're like, oh, I miss that flavor. You know, oh, well, I can use that marinade in something. No?
If you miss the flavor, then just go back to eating the regular pickle. <Jeez.
laughs> Wow.
What's stronger, your belief in being a vegan or your want of eating?
Yeah, I feel like if you turned vegan and then you miss the taste of it, and you try tasting this beefless bulgogi, then most likely you'll go back to being a non-vegan.
Wow. Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah.
Wow.
Anyways, I think this is the last vegan food item like from a grocery store that I'll ever buy.
Wow.
Okay. Well,
I don't like it. I don't want vegans aren't forcing me to eat vegan food. Like vegan made for vegans food, but by them like existing, people are making like vegan beefless bulgogi, and so because of that, we know we have to try it, but not anymore. I'm not gonna try it anymore.
you know what you sound like?
What?
You sound like a right winged, narrow minded.
You know, you gotta believe in something, okay? Otherwise, you won't believe in anything.
These people are coming over the borders. That's what you sound like. Anyways. Jesus.
Oh, okay. but then I did think that it was kind of nice that because we took a photo of our dinner and it was mostly food from Trader Joe's, including like the gochujang sauce. I made that from the gochujang using the Trader Joe's gochujang.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so like that, pajan, japchae, and like they have galbi we actually liked. So instead of the beefless bulgogi, if it was galbi, it would have been like a, you know, like a full-on like a Korean dinner.
Yeah, and from Trader Joe's.
Yeah, from Trader Joe's. Yeah. And it was actually quite nice.
Yeah, Trader Joe's is nice. Let's get that sponsor, please. Trader Joe's sponsor. I'll gladly support that. Okay, all right. So we got an average score of about 1.75. I think that's pretty good for what this was. Yeah. And Spicy Gang, please go out and try this beefless bulgogi and let us know what you think. Let us know what you think.
Or we already told you what we thought, so you don't have to.
Okay, yeah, that's true. At best, it'll be a 2.5. But at least it wasn't a zero. No one gave it a zero.
Because you can still eat it, you know, without throwing up. You can still, like, enjoy it somehow.
He said enjoy.
Yes, you can still, like, yeah, there's something to it. But, like, yeah.
For some reason, the more we talk about it, the more sick I'm feeling. I don't know why. I'm feeling a little sick. I feel like, I think I ate too much of it. I feel a little sick.
Yeah, you had a ton if you had almost all of it.
Yeah
that's a lot.
Yeah. Because I looked at the back of the package, it said 3 servings. And I'm like, oh, is it really? Because, like, you know, the risotto said the same thing and I finished all in one sitting. So I was like, I can finish this.
That's different, though. That thing is tasty.
You're right. Oh, man. Okay. All right. Well, thanks for listening to our podcast, Spice Gang. Follow us everywhere on social media for this updates at Gochujang Gang and on Instagram at Gochujang_gang. And let us know if the beefless bulgogi passes your spice test with the hashtag.
Hashtag Trader Joe's number one fan. Hashtag cookies and cream pretzel episode coming soon.
Oh, yeah.
And hashtag gogi means meat.
Yes, it does.
Yes, yeah. Yeah, you're going to tell Trader Joe's about this, Gochujang's?
They'll hear about it in our podcast.
Yeah. Write a formal letter to Joe himself.
I think they know. I think they know what they're doing. They're being cute about it, okay? Don't be so hard on Trader Joe's.
Number one fan.
It's a nice place. Don't do that. Okay, all right. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Oh, spicy.